Thank you, Lord Jesus, for rescuing us, even when we find ourselves in hot water, especially when we find ourselves in hot water. Thank you for your patience, kindness, and mercy. Please help us to know that you never leave us on our own, but will always answer us, even in ways we do not expect. Precious family, as I look back on this week, I see how very needy so many people are for good counsel. I ache for them and want to help. That's why I post these messages, so we all may better understand the Lord's ways of leading us. Jesus began to speak to me last night after I finished the message. He began, "Those who wander about seeking to be healed of whatever is tormenting them will find that no matter where they go, their issues stay the very same. It is much harder for me to work on a soul that avoids long-term, meaningful contact with others that would in time facilitate their healing. Deeply spiritual souls trust very few individuals because they know the fallibility of men." Boy, that's for sure. "They have been rejected for their tender relationship with me that others do not understand. So many mistakenly think that if I go here or there, they will find the answer. But the answer is within you, my children. The answer to all things is me. No matter where you go, you will after time encounter the same issues you ran from where you were before. The enemy would like to keep you wandering and never maturing because you do not form deep enough or long-lasting enough relationships to facilitate reaching into the issues that plague you and healing them. Do you understand, my wandering ones? When you settle in an area, I bring others into your lives who will eventually be very good for you if you stay with them. Many come and many go, thinking that the next group of people will be the answer. It is very rare that any people are your answer, although I do at times place you in community that is compassionate and able to pray for you. The major responsibility for your healing comes from those times alone with me. Those times of worship that are suddenly very meaningful and cleansing. The more committed you are to relationships that I have brought into your life, the more committed you are to your prayer and worship time, the more committed you are to humbling yourself before God and man, the more your chances of being healed. It is the wandering stars that never quite reach their potential in life. Those who are deeply spiritual, but are not always willing to look at the errors in their own discernment or their thinking. They avoid those who might be of benefit to them, or avoid also the counsel that sets them at odds with what they believe, and seek those who they can benefit. They prefer to teach rather than to be taught, and so their defenses keep them from learning, and they go through life making the same mistakes over and over again. When you find a loving group of people who care for you, you can just as easily communicate over the internet as you can if you live nearby. As a matter of fact, a distance is good. It gives you the opportunity to think on things without highly personal dynamics coming into play. This distance cultivates a trust and depth in relationship that you do not acquire so quickly when you're physically in the same environment. My children, seek me first. Seek me last. Be confident that I have the answers you need. Use what you have been taught to get a random word from worship music, from scripture, and from Ramas. Avail yourself of a Rama card file. Build it up with many different words from me, with quotes from messages that spoke to you. Cultivate this gift, and you will have more than enough to guide you in times of dryness. Above all, know that I am with you, and the good you do to others will always come back to you. It is a rare grace to be in touch with like-minded souls who will give you honest feedback. Once found, it should be cultivated and deepened. In this way, you will grow secure in the love you feel from that individual and be more willing to lay aside your defenses to receive what I might impart to them on your behalf. Test the spirits always. Be sure that they are of me. And once this is discerned, allow that relationship to grow, and you will have an advocate and friend that I can point out errors in your thinking that otherwise you would reject. When you know you are loved and wisdom comes forth from that vessel, lay aside defenses and ponder what they observe in you. Come to me for a confirmation. And if I do confirm it, humble yourself before them and receive it as a medicine carefully crafted to bring relief to your aching heart. By doing this, you are not seeking wisdom from man. You are sharing life with a like-minded soul who also hears from me. And in the course of your friendship, I will minister to you through them and to them through you. But remember, all wisdom and healing originate with me, and in prayer and worship, I will speak to you and heal you.